You've stepped out of the story into the aliveness of the present moment. And yet, you can still deal with things. You may still be walking wherever you have to go. And when you arrive there, you're there and confront another human being. You can still be present. So there's more and more presence rather than time. It's reversing, whereas before you were dominated by time. Now you use time still, but allow presence in, which means break the story as often as you can, step out of into the aliveness of this moment, and then a far greater intelligence comes in, and love and joy, all the things that otherwise you can only think about but never experience, all those suddenly come in and transform even the story. Not that the story is ever going to be continuously wonderful in the level of form. Forms always come and go. But because you are not dependent anymore on the forms of your life, the circumstances of your life, you have accessed the life that is beyond form, that is you, the stillness, the aliveness, the I am, that is deeper than I am this or I am that. And then all the beauty and aliveness and joy that is there in the moment, even if the forms were crumbling, it can be there. You would be missing the whole thing because you would be drifting continuously adrift in the mind only. And the bird, you would not even hear it, or hear it for a moment and say, oh, that's pretty. And then, okay, my problems. What are my problems? Whenever you think you have problems, a good question is, what is the problem now? Well, I'm trying to see my lawyer about this thing, and there's a bank, I'm going bankrupt, and I'm seeing my lawyer about. What is the problem now? There's no problem. I'm sitting here, breathing. Beautiful bird sing, bird song. Stillness, space. There's an aliveness that I feel inside. Every cell is alive. There isn't really a problem now, but there may be one tomorrow. And of course, when tomorrow comes, you have to ask the same question. What is the problem now? As you sit in front of the lawyer, say, sign here to declare your bankruptcy. You say, okay, what is the problem now? Here's a piece of paper. And here's a pen scratching on a piece of paper. And then you put it down and you listen to the bird and see the tree and the flower and feel the aliveness within and say, I'm still alive.